Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 92. Today's topic is Americans Have to Stop the Politics. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life in the future for yourself and your children. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading. We do this through uniting citizens, especially parents, to become the best they can be in America. Another example of politicians for this podcast, they are not following the law or our Constitution. My question is, if the higher-up politicians don't have to follow the law, why do you? This week, we have another example of toxic politics crushing our democracy. This example has nothing to do with one or the other party. The examples do relate more to one party than the other, but they are both guilty. It is, however, representative by one person with what they did. My example and dialogue is in the focus of we need to get back to democracy. The President of the United States of America wants to spend more money to pay off more student loans. He's already spent $146 billion of your money to pay off student loans and give debt relief to 4 million students. Since America doesn't have the money, he must be adding it to your children's national debt. This is his decision, which has been passed through and tested in the Supreme Court and found to be illegal. He cannot legally pay off student loans, yet he did it. He stated this week that he's going after more student loans to pay off more, even though he knows it is illegal. His new idea is to pay off the interest on student loans. According to a nationally recognized attorney, this is still illegal and creates a worse situation. What this represents is a movement toward dictatorship. How can one person in America have the authority to spend $146 billion for something that's illegal? If you happen to listen to my last podcast, it talked about how politicians are making bad, corrupt, illegal, and dumb decisions. When doing so, they only look from their point of view. They don't seem to care about America. Their decisions affect many Americans, but are often helpful to a limited few. What is the only purpose for paying off the loans? He is solely doing it for one reason, to get votes. Does that mean this politician doesn't care about the majority, democracy, or financial responsibility, the rule of law, or the damage he is doing to America? What are the ramifications for paying off student loans? One, it's illegal. Two, it reduces the burden of those who made the decision to borrow the money in the first place and punishes those who paid off their student loans. It is unfair to those who have already paid off the loans or who didn't need to take out loans because they worked one, two, three jobs to pay for their college. Four, it will build more polarization and political strife. Five, it is also unjust, unethical to use something to buy votes. Six, the payoffs will shift debt from those who borrowed the money to those who already have the burden of $34 trillion in national debt. America is going broke. Seven, it sets a bad precedent with one person spending tax dollars not used for military war needs or any other good purpose that would be beneficial to a majority of the people. It shows we have a two-tier justice system. Where is the DOJ on this issue? They should remove him from office for doing something illegal. It supports politicians, if he gets away with this, and so far he is, in making decisions without respect to our Constitution. Without our Constitution, we have no social law benefits for our country. And 10, it proves that politics is a party cohesive. Many Americans do not want this to happen, yet the legislators within the same party as the president are just sitting on their hands and letting it happen. For those on the same side of the aisle, they are learning that they don't have to represent the people, follow the law, or care about America. This is a dictatorship move thrown in the face of democracy. In Congress, one of the party leaders recently paid $100 million of their PAC money to get elected someone in a different state than he's even from. This happened in Texas. In the last election, one of the big tech executives spent $400 million to sway the election. When will the voters say enough politics and take over the country? What will be next if we let this keep going? Maybe we have to raise your taxes to pay for illegal immigrants to survive and vote for one party. That's already happening. Please see the bigger picture. These examples can be found on both sides of the aisle. They are not providing to a point of me pointing out one party or other. They point out the destruction to our democracy and our financial well-being and our future in America. We have turned into a government for the big money and politics, not for the people. We must stop voting for a party and start screening candidates for what they know and can do to make our lives better and safer. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But they've lost track of that. So what can you do to rebuild our democracy and fix the political dysfunction? One is to stop voting for law-breaking politicians. Secondly, start voting for incumbents that did their job and new candidates to replace the ones that didn't. By their job, I mean representing the people, their constituents. Three, you can call your representatives and voice your opposition to this payoff of student loans buying technique. Four, can find out about how to join Vote with Power, the communication loop which builds a community which unifies the majority of Americans around their core values, common sense, and common ground. If you want to do that, go to votewithpower.org and get some more information and make a good decision. Five, use the Vote with Power process to help representatives to move away from politics, power, and money's influence. And six, help return to representative democracy to save your freedom. Your voice is needed. If you're a parent or a grandparent, these issues should be a major concern for the future of America and the opportunities for freedom for your future generations. When we have great parenting and great communities and great citizens, we have the best country to grow up in and live in the world. The time is now to decide whether you want to help be part of the solution for getting our government back on track, fixing our problems, and changing the direction America is being taken. Or you can take the risk, be complacent, sit on the sidelines, and let politics, money, and power completely destroy our country, the one you probably used to love. Please visit votewithpower.org for more information. Also join our movement to ensure your children have a life in the best and safest country in the world.